This is Clan Radio, sponsored by Wellwood Communications. Brayhead Clan on the road this weekend, starting at Fife Flyers, where they lost tonight 3-1. With me is the head coach, Ryan Finnerty. Ryan, travelling back from Fife, what are your reflections on the game tonight?
Obviously frustrated. We thought we played well in spurts. We knew, the difference was two power play goals. We knew we were going to be killing. We knew we'd be killing four or five times more than we were on the power play before the game. That was, we knew that was going to happen. And then to give up two power play goals is, our penalty kill has been strong lately, and Fife connected on two, and that was the end of the game.
And they were, of course, looking for that victory. They've struggled to beat the Clan this season as well, so extra motivation for them, do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I guess, if you're 0-7 against the team and you get one last crack at home, and yeah, I thought they played well. It's probably the best we've seen them play all season. But I thought we kind of gifted it to them. We didn't have a ton of urgency in the offensive zone. We didn't get enough pucks to Owen and get the rebounds. They did a good job keeping us on the outside, but ultimately, their power play connected twice and an empty netter in a 3-1 game, and that's frustrating because we know before the game we knew we had to be ultra disciplined. I mean, to the point where we hardly wanted to touch anybody because we just couldn't. We knew we'd be on the power play or on the penalty kill all night, and I think it was 5-1 for them for power plays, and they connected. So it's frustrating. We took a couple unnecessary ones and a couple tough ones, and that's the way she goes. But we'll have to bounce back here. Got a long trip tomorrow and head up to Coventry.
This month's been about building momentum going into the playoffs. How much of a setback would you consider this one tonight?
it's difficult. It's a difficult time. Obviously, you clinch that conference so early, and you got teams that are fighting for their lives. There's we're trying to avoid it, but there's definitely a different mentality that, for whatever reason, you can't put your finger on it and get guys to compete. And whether we're looking at who we got or where we are, just trying to avoid injuries, and other teams are playing for their lives, it does make it a bit more challenging. But at the same time, we got to be responsible and professional, and we want to get on a run here heading into playoffs. We don't want to be playing 500 hockey. So, when we head down to Coventry tomorrow and put a good performance in, it was a tough game. Fife played well. They had some good chances. They created some good looks, and Z had to be sharp. And we had some chances equally to get back at a few posts. And just wasn't our night tonight.
As you said, you go to Coventry tomorrow. They're a team fighting for their lives down at the playoffs side of things as well. It's another big test, isn't it?
That's a huge test. I mean, anytime you got to jump on, like you said, we'll get home here late tonight, and then you got to jump on the bus early and drive 6-7 hours down. It makes that Sunday early start even tougher. But we need a good performance, especially on the road here. We want to make sure we get back to playing our game. We get back to playing our game, we'll take care of business like we have here in the second half of the season. But it's going to be a big challenge.
And just before you go, one of your old clubs, Cardiff Devils, they are the elite league champions tonight. What's your reaction to that?
Yeah, deserve it. Definitely deserve it from, Todd Kelman's. He's done a great job with that team. Loro's done a great job. And they've been knocking on the door for a few years here. And, like I said, they just kept staying, kept climbing that ladder. And that organization is going to be very, very tough to beat going forward, and very, very hard to compete with. But, they deserve it. They've continued to grow, and they put together a heck of a team that, they had a great season.